There is a very curious Rambam in the seventh parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Yud Gimel, that relates to the observance of Tisha B'Av. The Rambam writes, Yesh Mekaymos, there are those places, Shenohagu Bohen, where it is customary, Likrois B'chol Yoim, to read each and every day, to recite each day, Acha Shemavaruch Yishtabach, the Rambam's practice was after the completion of the Baruch of Yishtabach, they read the Shira Sayom, the Oz Yosher. V'achar kach, and subsequently, Mevorchen al Shema, they begin the Birchas Kriya Shema. Our practice is we incorporate the Oz Yosher, the Shira Sayom, prior to Yishtabach. V'yesh mekomos, there are those communities, the Rambam tells us, Shekaren Shira Sazinu, instead of the Shira Sayom, the Oz Yosher Moshe, they recite the parasha of Azino, Azino Hashemayim v'Adaveiro, until the completion of that shira. V'yesh yechidim, there are some individuals, shekaren shtei hashiras, that recite both Oz Yosher and Hazinu on a daily basis, and are called lefi aminig, each community should follow its particular practice. It's curious what exactly the point of the recitation of Shiras Hazinu was, and particularly Rav Yosef Kapach, Olav HaShalom, in his commentary on the Rambam, relates that the Minhag Teimon was that on Tisha B'Av they recited Shiras Hazinu in place of Shiras Hayom. What was the significance of the recitation of the Shiras Hazinu, particularly on the day of Tisha B'Av? We have to ask ourselves prior to unraveling the thought process, the philosophy behind the recitation of Shiras Hazinu on Tisha B'Av, must ask ourselves another question. Shiras Hazinu is a most curious shira. We are familiar with most of the shira in the Torah, the Shiras Hayom. It is a triumphant praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the events surrounding Yitzias Mitzrayim. We have Shiras Dvaira, again a triumphant praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her success at war. We find Shiras Dovet, again a triumphal statement. And yet, Shiras Hazinu does not seem to be a statement of triumph, but rather it is a parsha of Musar, of Teichocha. Moshe Rabbeinu rebukes us, and he tells us of all the manners that we will stray from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's very sharp. He tells us, Shicheis lo lo banav mumam, that we should not falter Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We are responsible. It is a parsha of Teichocha. And in what sense do we consider the parsha of Hazinu to be a parsha of Shira? We ought first to turn to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Ches, a rather well-known Gemara. The Gemara states, Omer Rabbi Yosi, the Tanna Rabbi Yosi declared, Yehichelki Yehichelki Megoyim Rehalel B'chol Yom. My portion in Olam Haba should be amongst those who complete the Halel each and every day. Eini, the Gemara challenges this statement. V'omamar, we have been taught a kari halal b'chol yoyim, if one recites the halal on a daily basis, harei ze mechar from a gadif, he is guilty of blasphemy. He insults and demeans HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how is it that Rabbi Yosi tells us that I aspire to be amongst those who complete the halal on a daily basis? And the Gemara answers, kiko amrinon. When did Rabbi Yosi mean, under what circumstances did he mean that he should be Migoymri Halo B'chol Yoim? The Halo of Psuke de Zimro, of the recitation of the latter Prokim of Tilim that we recite each morning in the Beis HaKnesses, subsequent to Ashrei, from Ashrei until the end of the Sefer Tilim. These Prokim and Tilim, this is Goymri Halo B'chol Yoim, he completes, he recites the end of the Sefer Tilim each day. Among those people, I wish to share in their Olam Haba. And the question, a very simple question, an obvious question, is what is the difference between the recitation of the Hallel and one that recites the Halal each day demeans HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one that recites Psukei Desimra on a daily basis is worthy of very great praise. The Ksav Sefer, among many others, explains the distinction along the following lines. One that constantly recites the Halal and praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Halal is stating that where do we see the hand of Hashem, of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in history? Where can the Almighty be discovered? In the miraculous events which take place, in the supernatural manifestations of the Divine Presence, therein we find the expression of godliness, of Elokus in the world. A person that states that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can only be found, it is only revealed through miracles, demeans HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he states that the interface with Shekhinah can only take place through isolated events in the history of the world. One who is Goymer Halo B'chol Yoyim, in the Psukei Dezimra we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the supernatural events, but rather for the guiding hand of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam within the natural world. We see, we sense, and we praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for his presence, for his direction, for his involvement in all the details of the natural world that surrounds us. And thereby we state that we don't look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu only in unusual events, but in the daily activities of this world, in the normal ebbs and flows of life, therein we find the presence of the Shekhinah. Therein we discover Elokus and can relate to Elokus, not at rare moments in our existence, but at every moment of our existence, as we live, as we breathe, as we digest, as the flowers bloom, as the sun rises, as the sun sets, as all the natural cycles of the world take place. Through all of them, we see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We experience Shekhinah, the Divine Presence in this world. These are two ways, distinct ways, that we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our practice on the Chagim, which deal with the supernatural events, Yitzias Mitzrayim, then we recite the Halal. When we deal on a daily basis, in the normal flow of life, we recite the Psukei Dezimra to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the daily world, in the natural order of the world around us. The Rambam tells us that in some communities they added the Shiras Hayom to note that there is, beyond sensing the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis through Teva, through nature, there are miraculous events which take place sporadically in the history of the world, and thereby we see in a more open fashion the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and thus this is the impetus for the recitation of the Shiras Hayom. The Shiras Hazino is not a celebration of miraculous events in and of themselves, but rather it is a celebration of the hand, the guiding hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the history of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu traces our entire history from his time until the advent of the Messianic age, to Moshiach Tzidkenu. And through all the vicissitudes of Jewish history, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is the praise? Kishem Hashem Ekra Havul Goda Leilokeinu. How will I ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hatzor Tomim Pa'olo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complete in his actions. Kichol Derech of Mishpat. Every manner, every step of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, all his approaches. Mishpat Adjust. Ke'el Amuna. He's an almighty of trust, ve'ein ovel, one that is not guilty of iniquity, tzadik v'yosharu, he is righteous and correct. If we experience difficulty in Jewish history, if there are setbacks, if there are tragedies, shicheis lo, shall we ascribe the destruction to him? And Moshe Rabbeinu responds, lo, We may not attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that he is not the cause, but rather, Bonov Mumam, Dorikesh Vesalto, the cause of the setbacks in Jewish history are rooted in our own act. The causes are rooted in our own actions. We have strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this has brought forth the Midas Adin, which is Kichol Derochov Mishpat Atzor Tomim Po'alo. We do not fault the Mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, and this is the essence of Shiras Hazinu, we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only in the miraculous events, and not only in the joyful moments of Jewish history, but in the most catastrophic moments in Jewish history, in the most tragic moments in Jewish history, we also see and sense the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we relate to this as Atzor Tomim Polo Kichol Derochov Mishpat, if we sense, if we can identify and acknowledge the presence of Shechina in the Midas Adin, in the darker hours of Jewish history, that too is an element of Shira. Shira ultimately is to concretize our understanding of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Usually and hopefully for the Tov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a manner which is compassionate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with that which we want in this world. But we recognize equally the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darker moment of our history as well, that these two come from the hands of that very same compassionate Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He is indeed v'ein ovel tzadik v'yosher. He is righteous and correct. Through this we can understand the minhag of Teimon, why they recited Shiras Hazinu on Tisha B'Av. Shiras Hayom, to discuss the open presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his miraculous intervention in Jewish history for our salvation. In a time of Hester Panim, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is concealed, as he was at the moments of the Churban, we do not relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that manner. But through Shiras Hazinu, the Shir which underscores the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darker hours of Jewish history, that this too stems from the divine guiding and compassionate hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, albeit through Midas Adin. This is what was appropriate for the Tfilos of Tisha B'Av. Those communities which recited Shiras Hazinu on a daily basis, this was to complement the Shira, the Hallel of the Psuke de Zimra, to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the natural course of events of the world around us. This was the nature of the Psuke de Zimra, as the Gemara Talmud tells us in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and thereby they underscored this aspect of Shira, of a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by a daily recitation of Shiras Hazinu. Among the minhagim of Tisha B'Av, and there's a minhag, strangely enough, that is identified both with Tisha B'Av and with Purim, we have two nights during the year, other than Motzei Shabbos, that we recite Be'at HaKadosh. We recite V'at HaKadosh upon the completion of Megillas Esther, and we recite V'at HaKadosh upon the completion of Megillas Eicha. And the question is, what exactly is the root of this particular minhag, and why do we have a minhag, in fact, which connects perhaps the most joyful and ecstatic day in the Jewish calendar, Purim, with the darkest and most tragic day, Tisha B'Av, and yet they share one particular minhag, that dafka, solely and only on these 2 days, do we recite V'at HaKadosh before the recitation of the Aleinu with the completion of Marv. Heard a very beautiful explanation of this from Yehoshua Ber Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, and he pointed to the source of this pasuk in the 22nd Mizmor of Tilim. This is the Mizmor, in fact, which is recited on Purim, According to the minhag of the Gro, it's the Shir Shal Yom of Purim. Lam Natzeach Al Ayelas HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid. Keili Keili Loma Azaftonei. In the dark hours of the Gzeira of Haman, we did not see and sense the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We felt abandoned. Rochok Mishuosi Divrei Shagosi. Even at those moments when we cry forth in tefillah and prayer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he also seems distant. Elokai Ekra Yomam V'Loisana. I call forth the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by day and I am not answered. V'Laila, and at night, I am equally not below Domioli, I am not silent. And nevertheless, there was no response from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We feel there's a Hester upon him. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is hidden. He is removed from our particular circumstances. But then we rally ourselves, V'yata Kodosh, Yoyishev, Tehilos Yisrael. That you, the Holy One, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you sit in the midst of the praises of Klal Yisrael. We can sense and feel the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Esther declares, not only when the divine hand is obvious and evident as at Yitzias Mitzrayim, but in the darkest hours of Gzeiras Haman, when we turned our eyes to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for his salvation, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam seemed distant, but through that distance, through those clouds, is V'yata Kodosh Yoyishev Tehilos Yisrael, Esther experiences and grasps the presence of the Shechinah. And this statement, V'yata Kodosh Yoyishev Tehilos Yisrael, then refers to our ability to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the clouds, the storm clouds, and the dark hours of the Golos. When for a moment we feel despair, and we feel the absence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we feel abandoned for the moment. But within Nishmas Yisrael, within the very soul of Klal Yisrael, resides the ability at that moment to rally ourselves and to rediscover in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of that sense of abandonment, to discover the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Zviyata Kodosh Yoyishev Tehilos Yisrael. Purim was Nes Nistar. There was a dark Zayir before. The Shechinah was not obvious. Even at a moment of triumph, Tisha B'Av is totally clouded in darkness. And yet we declare that in dark hours, when the Shechinah is hidden, V'ata Kodosh Yoyishev Tehilos Yisrael, we sense the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as well. When we consider the Kinos, Kinos are first and foremost an elegy, a lament. We bemoan the condition of the Jewish people. We bemoan our suffering over the millennia throughout all of Jewish history. In all the many countries of the Jewish diaspora, how we have suffered at the hands of the nations of the world. And we come to bemoan that fact. And yet, in Kinos, we cannot remain merely at that particular point with bemoaning the difficulties. The Kalir, from the earliest of the writers of the Kinos, the great Paitan, tells us repeatedly, one of the places is in Tochal Nenosh Imperium Ololei Tipuchim, in that particular Kino. At the very end, he writes, after we've completed a long list of our dissatisfaction, of our suffering in the Golos, in the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, he states, Veruach HaKodesh L'mul HaMarim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answers and screams forth from the heavens, Hoya Kol Shechinai HaRoim, woe unto my improper neighbors, Vashehukra Amoidiyim, that which has occurred to them, that which has befallen them, that they speak about. But ve'es asher osu lo'imodiyim, and that which they have done, the sinfulness of the Jewish people, which brought about the Churban Beis Hamikdash, of that they do not speak. Im tochal nenosh imperia mashmiyim, if the hearts of women reduced to abusing their own children for their survival, we do proclaim, but do we equally proclaim, the Kalir tells us, Im Yehoreg b'miktosh Hashem Kohen v'Novi, that this came about because we have slain the Novi Zechariah on Yom Kippur in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, Loim Hashmeim, that we do not proclaim. And the Kalir chides us that in the dark hours of Tisha B'Av, as we are indulged in contemplation of the difficulties of the Jewish condition over the generations, but we must not remain confined by that vision. We must force ourselves to break through the clouds of tragedy, the enormous anguish that we feel on the day that we contemplate the Churban, and to realize that we have to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam behind it. The Churban took place not as an accident of history, not as an event that we are not culpable for, but because we failed to live up to our responsibilities to the Ribbono Shel Olam around us. And the Kalir calls us, in the tradition of Minhag Teimon, that recited Shiras Hazinu on Tisha B'Av, to come to the realization that Tzor Tom Impolo, in the darkness of the suffering for the Golos, for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, to sense the righteousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called the Roch of Mishpat, and that Shichais Lo, let us not attribute our suffering, our downfall, to the whims of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila, but Lo Yibon of Mumam, let us assume responsibility for it. Tor Ike Shuvasalto. And this is the nexus between Kino and Shira. Shira is a direct statement of recognition of the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Shira we focus on the laments, on the difficulties, on the suffering. But the Kalir chides us that we, before we complete the process of the Kino, we must indeed return again to an awareness that we have brought forth these events by our insufficient service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And indeed, in Novi Yirmiyahu and the Haftarah that we read in the morning of Tisha B'Av, Asof Asifeim Nu'um Hashem, gives a very devastating picture of the aftermath of the first Churban, the destruction, the abandonment, the isolation of Eretz Yisrael. But the Novi Yirmiyahu is very careful not to allow us to remain merely with that thought, even though that is his principal focus. But he says the responsibility ultimately lies on Ozvom Estarosi. We must equally acknowledge at the moment of Churban that we have abandoned and forsaken for some measure the Torah, at some measure, the Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and thereby we bear responsibility for this particular Churban. We read Parsha Shlach recently. At the beginning of Parsha Shlach, we find a most curious Rashi. The Pasuk states, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlach lecho anoshim, send for yourselves, lecho anoshim, spies. Rashi troubled with the word lecho, just as the Mefarshim at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecho are equally troubled with the word lecho. The Pasuk merely should have stated Shlach Anoshim. What is Shlach Lecho Anoshim? And Rashi tells us Shlach Nedaitecho. This is a decision that you will make. You, the Jewish people, will make. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I do not command you. I have not asked you to send these spies. You make your own decision. When dealing with a human being, at times, a person may be ambivalent, and a second person that was ambitious and undertakes a project that a second is unwilling to undertake. But here, the Jewish people are dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam indicated his ambivalence, that this was not his agenda, then on what basis did the Jewish people undertake? And Moshe Rabbeinu delivers this possibility to them, that of Shlach Lecho Anoshim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, sends forth the spies. On what basis do we respond to the ambivalence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this fashion? And I thought that Rashi meant, and it's a similar explanation is found in the writings of Chatzkel Levenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, the Mashgiach of Miron Ponovich. What the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu was, you have two possibilities. And I believe this is the tension, which is the theme, the underlying theme of all of Chumash Bamidbar. There are two possibilities in Jewish history. Either we embrace the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Maila Midera HaTeva, Klal Yisrael will exist outside the natural order, and then all the concerns for the Mon and the Mayim and how we will sustain ourselves, all of these are no longer significant. But if we're not prepared to live L'Maila Midera HaTeva, if we don't feel that we can rise above the normal ebb and flow of life and embrace the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that fully, and that we must live within the natural confines of this world, then you have no choice. In the natural order of the world, before you undertake a campaign of conquest, you send forth spies, you prepare a tactical and a strategic plan, you learn the topography, the strength of the enemies, its morale. All of this is necessary, al pi derech hateva. And this is what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, shlach lecho l'daitcha. The choice is yours. You're at a crossroads in Jewish history. Are the Jewish people prepared to live l'mayla midarach hateva and embrace with full faith the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Or they feel that they are limited in their spirituality and they must live within the confines of teva? And Klal Yisrael responded that we are not prepared to live l'mayla midarach hateva. They sent forth the Meraglim. When the Meraglim returned, they had one final moment to rise above their limitations. They could have embraced the report of Yeshua and Kolev, who said, Oloi Nalev, Yerashnu Vaisa, that there are giants, there are difficulties in its conquest, but let us have faith in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we will conquer Eretz Yisrael. That was the final moment to grasp the Shechinah and elevate themselves above their level. They failed at that moment. And what is the response of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, based on the Psukim and Tillim, that he cried that night, B'chiyo Shel Chinam. The Chazal tell us, he will cry throughout Jewish history on this night, chiyos, weeping for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This occurs not merely as punishment, but in fact the punishment directly is consistent with the action of Klal Yisrael. The natural flow of history, great empires rise and great empires fall. If we study the history of the ancient world, all the mighty empires of history have disappeared. We can only discover them in the history books and archaeological digs. That is the core, that is the flow of history. Nations rise, powers rise, become significant, and they are subsequently suppressed and destroyed by others. If you choose the course of Derech HaTeva in this world, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam states, then you will rise at times, but there must be downfalls as well. The Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. No nation is eternally successful. The Jewish people has one unique promise, and that is we are an eternal people. And despite the fact that we will fall in the course of history, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has promised to raise us again. But fall we must if we live within the confines of Derech HaTeva. Above the Derech HaTeva, Klal Yisrael could reign supreme throughout its history. The Netziv states that this is the meaning of the Pasuk, V'ulam chayoni v'yimol echved Hashem es kol ha'aretz, that if we had entered Eretz Yisrael in a manner which was l'mayla midarach hateva, the goal, the particular existence of Klal Yisrael is to spread, to teach monotheism, to teach achdus Hashem, to proclaim it in the world. And in a few hundred years in Eretz Yisrael, if we lived in this manner, we would have been successful in instructing the entire world in this. But because we confined ourselves to derach hateva, the only means through which we could teach the world of achdus Hashem was to be sent into Golus, to wander among the nations of the world, to live among them, and thereby influence and by direct interaction their philosophies. And that, as we see, the entire Western world has embraced the concepts of Achdus Hashem. These are the consequences of living within the manner which is al pi derech hateva. When we consider the midas adin of Tisha B'Av, when we consider the difficulties of the Jewish people in our day, there's an incident in the life of the Admar of Klausenberg, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, the Klausenberger Rebbe, which is very instructive. He himself was a prisoner of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. He lost a wife and 11 children. And he said one thing that he learned and he observed in the concentration camps is he constantly saw Yad Hashem. Where did he see Yad Hashem? In the Midas Adin itself. He says, Derech HaTeva should have brought about that in all the efforts we made to escape from the Nazis, at times we should have been successful, at times we should have failed. That's Derech HaTeva. And yet we were never successful in any undertaking. He says, once we dug a tunnel under the walls around the perimeter of the concentration camp, and the next night we were to leave, and the night before we were to leave, there was suddenly was a huge deluge, an unbelievable rainstorm. The amount of water was such that it collapsed the tunnel. And again, we were unable to escape from the concentration camp. The total inability to achieve any success could only be attributed to the Midas Adin, to the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to the Yad Hashem. And that I saw constantly, the Klausenberger Rebbe said, in the years that I was incarcerated under the Nazis Yimach Shemo. What we need to do is to recognize in the Shabbos Tfilos, and with this I conclude, we state, V'yochon am ha-miyachdim shmo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have compassion on that nation, ha-miyachdim shmo, that proclaim the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, erav avoykeh b'chol yom tomit, through the embrace of Amuna, through embracing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, through rising above our limitations, through the realization that the resolution of the problems that we have, we must seek practical solutions, but the success of all our endeavors will only take place and can only take place through our embrace of the Shechina himself. If we sense in the midst of the Midas Adin, of Tisha B'Av, and of the sufferings of the Jewish people throughout our history, as the Kaliyah proclaims, we sense the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have fidelity to the meaning of Shiras Hazinu and to Minhag Tamim, which recited Shiras Hazinu on Tisha B'Av, and thereby we embrace the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we embrace the Shechina, we raise ourselves to a higher level of Amuna, thereby we can turn our eyes heavenward to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and await V'yohonam, that he will have compassion upon our people, resolve all the problems of the Jewish people by our Konfes Oretz, and particularly the problems of Achenu B'nei Yisrael al Admas HaKadosh, of the very difficult situation of those of our brethren who lie at the focus of our concerns in Eretz Yisrael, and that we should see speedily the advent of the age of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu.